two friends. Another morning, but this time it's solo. Sit back, relax, and laugh at the mindless conversations Josh and Dakota have. Welcome to a Mindless Morning Show solo episode.
Good morning, and welcome everyone to the Mindless Morning Show. Here, welcome. As always, Josh and my co-host,
Dakota.
Hey guys, hope everybody's having a good morning so far.
Oh yeah.
I know we are.
Yeah, always another beautiful morning in Florida. I don't know about Kansas.
It's hot, it's nice, I guess. Yeah.
Good, good.
Doing great. I mean, it's beautiful here. What am I talking about?
It sucks. It really does.
Yeah, Florida's actually like hellfire. But
yeah, dude, I was gonna say it's. I think it's a little bit hotter there, but it's hot, man. It's hot.
Hot.
For sure, hot. Hope you guys checked out our recent mindless mashup with Rosie the Robot and Littlefoot. Dakota, you've been quite mad at me saying he's saying that I'm cheating.
Josh isn't even drawing, man. I'm over here working my ass off, drawing with a little pen for my computer, like stenciling, all doing all like getting and everything. And I turn in thinking I did good, and it looks like a child drawing compared to his vector art bullshit that he sends out. Just. It hurts. It's
beautiful.
It hurts. It hurts, man. Yeah. Look at this artwork that I barely had to do.
Oh shit!
So I said, draw one up like I'm doing on paper and paint, and we'll see what it turns out to be. Where you can't just stencil and trace or move stuff over.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I think yours looks great though. I mean, you know, you incorporated the wheels. That's one thing I failed to incorporate.
Did you see you probably didn't see it. Somebody commented on the Facebook one saying that they chose mine over yours because the feet look like cupcakes and they are hungry. And I was like, solid. They do look like cupcakes.
Oh, that you're that's awesome. We'll change the top.
Yeah, I was like, yep. All right, word.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, no, unfortunately I can't ever see the Facebook stuff unless I make an account, and maybe I'll just make like a fake account.
There you go. Be that guy.
Just to do it. Yeah. I'll be like put up a gangster SpongeBob profile.
Your name's just gonna be not Josh.
Yeah.
It's not me.
It'll be Hajj
with a J at the end. Yeah, I mean, definitely go check it out. We still need some of you guys to participate. Send us your drawings or, I guess, vector art stuff. That if you can do that, go ahead. But I want to see some art. Somebody draw something that looks like mine.
So and maybe this next one I'll hand draw and on paper, and then I'll just like take a clean photo of it and do it that way.
You should have your daughter do one too. It'll still probably look better than mine.
I mean, my daughter's still working on just like trying to draw a shape, so
dude, you've seen mine, so am I.
I see some good circles, don't lie.
There's some pretty good circles, and that one was a perfect circle for a couple seconds.
I don't know, maybe we'll try and change up the style, but we actually got a request for a new or for us to do a specific one. Yeah, and this actually comes from the Pineapple Pizza Podcast. It's a we'll just give them a little shout out here. Boom. It's a weekly podcast where they serve up delicious slices of mythology, cryptozoology, and urban legends. So if you like all that,
sounds pretty cool.
I know I like that because it's kind of along the lines of a lot of conspiracies and fun things like that.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't like that stuff?
Yeah, it's always good stuff. So
yeah, check them out.
The folks over there, they really like what we're doing with these mindless mashups. So they suggested we should do an underdog and Pepe Le Pew mindless mashup.
I
so
like I like it.
Thank you, folks. We will
it already.
We will do that. It's gonna be
you got it.
It's gonna be beautiful. So Underdog and Pepe Le Pew. Thank you, Pineapple Pizza Podcast.
Yeah.
If you guys want to follow them too, we'll have some links in the description. And with that, our upcoming guest that we're having, Matt Betts. Cool. Yes. He's a author for some, I think it was science fiction books, and he's got quite a few of them out there.
I think it was science. Yeah, it's science fiction.
Yeah, got quite a few out there. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but so that's why I just said I think. Sci-fi. But yeah, he's got quite a few out there, and very much looking forward for you guys to listen to the episode because it's going to be a good one. So
yeah, I'm excited. I want to pick his brain a little bit, get some pointers and whatnot, since a little bit of my realm, kind of where I was before. So,
yeah, for sure. But with that said, staying within the realm of this sci-fi-ish, would you ever join a mission to colonize another planet knowing that you would never return to Earth?
I mean, yes, but I have some stipulation questions that I want to, like, do I get to bring anybody with me? Am I like riding solo on this? Cause like
only Jordan gets to go with you because you have to be able to procreate in this colonization.
Okay. Well, I want to bring my dog. I want to bring Onyx. Onyx is coming, dude. He's coming. I don't care.
And can a dog survive Mars?
You said another planet, not Mars. All right.
Say another planet. That's true.
I've played enough Mass Effect to know how many different planets are out there. Come on.
So what happens if we go to like one of those planets that like the dogs are actually the ones in control, and then like Onyx just like stands up and like beats the shit out of you, like,
pick up my poop.
Yeah, like Stewie. Exactly. Like, oh yeah, you like this world? Pick up my poop, right?
I feel like Onyx would be nice. We give him so much love and spoil him that if that was the case, he'd probably be excited for a little bit, and then I think he'd come around. Like, I like to imagine that my dog would come around and be nice to me.
Be like, go in your cage, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you remember that shot collar? Here's a collar.
Yeah, dude, right. You remember that one? Oh God! Oh, come on, bro.
We're cool. Beep. Beep.
Yep. Beep. We use the beep and the little vibrate on the collar that we have. So we beep it, and every time it beeps, he's like, what is that?
Yeah, no, the vibration ones are pretty effective. The ones we had, it like beeped a few times, like really loud to like kind of spook them to stop them from doing it. And if they kept doing it, it would get vibrate. Louder.
Yeah.
And then one more time, it would vibrate, yeah.
Yeah, we have one of those that's like a bark one, and then we have the like actual one that's like you press it to beep and vibrate.
I want to get
he's much better with structure. Without structure, he's a wild animal.
Yeah, mine too, dude. Oh my God, it's insane.
But back to the space talk and planets. If I was able to bring Jordan with me, then the answer would be a for sure yeah. Because, dude, why not? I mean, I think that'd be so cool. Like, just going out there and, I mean, okay. For everybody out there, I'm a big Mass Effect nerd. Huge on, like, that realm. Sci-fi, I actually, like, wrote my own, like, self-published sci-fi book. So I'm all about that kind of stuff. So, like, my imagination runs wild. And, like, thinking about it, I'm like, fuck yeah, I would go and do that. Like, that'd be sick. I'd be able to go and discover a whole new planet and be one of the first like humans to like colonize and do stuff. I don't know, do things different. That's what we always say, but it'd probably end up the same.
Yeah. I mean, I would, I don't think I would mind it all that much. The only thing really is I would need like intergalactic Wi-Fi that I can still play my video games with some people here on Earth or something, because a lot of my games are online.
Yeah, dude, I feel like we've come far enough that would be manageable, right? At least we'd have some like Xbox Live to play together with some homies. Yo, we're playing Fortnite from Planet Zabar.
Yeah, you know, like we'll just like keep releasing some like Starlink satellites along the way as we go, and like leaving them like Reese's pieces behind, and maybe it'll just like create that
chain, that link,
intergalactic wire we need. Dude, that would be.
I mean, I feel like that would also almost like defeat the purpose of it, of the question, though. Like, without ever returning to Earth.
Oh, yeah, totally. But if I have internet to talk to people back on Earth,
yeah, like,
defeats the purpose.
It's not necessarily just to talk to them. But, like, honestly, I meant that more so I could just play games. Because I play a lot of, like, online games. So, like,
with all of the technology that we'd probably bring along to this new planet, you'd probably have your own, like, setup for internet and stuff out there. But, like, dude, fuck playing back with people on Earth. I don't want to be playing with different aliens and shit out there. There's probably
not on their like, level. They play probably dude, games that like they just like fucking yeah. shit on me.
You'd be like, it'd be sick. That's what I would want. I'd want to be like discovering what else is out there because I mean, in my opinion, there's definitely other shit out there besides us. But
how crazy would it be if you found like this super intellectual species like? Crazy technology, but they've never like had a video game, so like you introduce like Pong to them and they just like fucking obliterately suck, and then like they go insane thinking like that you beat them at this little game, but you understand nothing of their technologies. That would be
I mean, I don't know how to answer that question because I feel like it can go different ways. Maybe they would want to learn from you, or they'd want to kill you. Your adventure that just began is now over.
Wait, hold on. I have a game. You can kill me.
Just because you wanted to play Pong with some fucking aliens.
Yeah. Then I'll introduce them to Fortnite. And then Overwatch. Yeah, dude,
they'd be the sweaty kids in Fortnite just building insane. They'd like discover new things about the game that you didn't even know existed. And you're like, well, I don't want to play anymore.
They'd build patterns that like just create this like infinite force field. You can't shoot them. That'd be insane.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting totally stupid off topic. But I'm on the fence. Overall, I'm on the fence, man. Because
I'm not, man. I'm not. Overall, if I could bring my family, as in Jordan, my dog, we'd be chilling. We'd find some good stuff out there. Yeah, we'd get homesick, and I feel like. Eventually, instead of us ever going back to Earth, we'd be able to get people from Earth to come to us. So like maybe one day we would see people again after we colonized and got it up and running, you know?
So I'd love to, but I would have to know that like there's some kind of galactic peace treaty. Like I'm not just gonna hop on this planet and some motherfuckers are just gonna be like, oh, psych, zap.
Yeah. Done. Like, hey, what side are you on? What do you mean? I just got here.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dumb. Like, could you imagine, like, back at home, they're thinking, like, I'm just, like, they got statues of me and I die within, like, 20 seconds. It's, like, ridiculous. They don't even know.
Yeah, I'd like to think of it as, like, Mass Effect or South Park, even, where you have to get accepted into, like, the galactic, like, community bullshit thing where fucking discovered super fast time travel or something. And then now they're, like, come down to see who we really are. And then we'd probably ruin it because we all suck.
Yeah. Selfie with the teleport.
Yeah.
It just like morphs the phone like into their face when they come back the other side. Holy shit, that would be crazy.
I don't know. I feel like
there's too many stipulations that like
or
conditions that I would need in place to feel comfortable with such a drastic decision. And that's just me thinking logically. Like went whimsical, I'd be like, yes, absolutely.
If Elon Musk was like giving me anything and everything that we needed to go and do this, like I could be on board. I think he would be cool, you know? And worst case scenario is you die trying, but like, dude, how many people died trying to go and colonize a new planet? Like, that'd be cool. You'd be in heaven or hell just being like, hey, look at me. Guess what I was doing?
That's what the crazy did you do? Thing.
Fuck you, Steve. You didn't do shit.
Yeah. You seen the new Tesla bots, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. He's planning on, for those, like, I guess, to be, like, shipped out to these planets to start building the basic foundations.
That is the worst idea. Like, not only are you starting Skynet, but you're going to start Skynet in space? What?
Like, the humans come back and the robots are like, we built it, bitch. Get out.
Yeah, dude. Like, they're gonna like somehow build more robots, and we're gonna go back, and they're already gonna have like a colonized army flying towards Earth, ready to fucking take it over.
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, Elon was pretty specific on the fact that like they won't be able to overtake a human, and they're only meant to do very specific, like, simple. Yeah,
dude.
Tasks.
I'm pretty sure that's how Skynet started too, when they made Skynet. Like, what? I don't think anybody ever was like, hey, we're gonna make AIs and they're gonna be able to overtake humans, you know?
Yeah,
like,
but AI or Elon, like, worries about AI, and he's warned about it, and it's like evil potential, basically.
Bro, Elon Musk is already like, that's not him anymore. I think they killed him, and he's now an AI. That's Elon.
I don't even know how to process that information.
The AIs are already in control, bro. AI Musk.
But that's a
dude. That's a mind bender. Let the conspiracy theories run wild with that one, man. But like, bro, shapeshifters, lizard people, AI Musk. We got it all, man. It's all happening. Trust no one.
I know. Am I even real? Like,
we need to do like a quick pause, cut out real quick, and then come back with us wearing like aluminum foil hats. Well, what happened?
That'd be so funny.
But
so Dakota had brought up such a good point that
we need to protect ourselves while talking about this.
we got it. You got to have the protection. So, yeah, we now have our tinfoil hats on.
I feel like a rooster.
But you know what? Maybe a little like the metal liquid one from like Terminator. Like, that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
So now that we have these on, do you think you'd survive an alien apocalypse? Like, no chance. Aliens showed up. We tried to make peace with them, and they're just like, fuck you. Don't even want to try. And they're just like, pew, 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 and just started to lay waste.
Dude, I don't know. I would try and like do whatever possible to tell them like I'm cool with them. Like, I'll learn their language.
Yeah, but that's what I'm just saying. We tried. People tried, man. It didn't work. They don't want anything to do with that. They think we're a joke. They want us dead. They want our world to be theirs.
Maybe. Nah, dude, I think if that were the case, they would have killed us a long time ago.
I'm not. No, it's just a scenario right now. That's it. Not like real. Like, they're among us, you know? They're waiting right now. Onyx, for all I know, could be an alien shapeshifter dog. But he's cool. We're cool for now. I mean, but yeah. So yeah, if alien apocalypse, like right now, as we were talking, like we just both looked out our window, we're like, and like a massive alien bomb just started going off and people went crazy.
I'd run out naked saying I want to be one of their people.
All right, cool. So Josh is not going to live through it. We already know that. I like to think I'd be able to live through it, but. Dude, it depends on what kind of aliens they are, man. Like, that shit would suck. Like, I would take zombies over aliens in a heartbeat, because, like, there's ways around zombies. Unless they're Resident Evil zombies, then fuck that. You're screwed.
No, like, the Resident Evil ones, most of them just walk.
Most of them, but then they have the fucking crazy psychotic-ass ones that just annihilate
you. Like the bosses and shit, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'd take some Walking Dead zombies any day, man. Give me those zombies for an apocalypse. That'd be fun. I'd have a good time.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot easier to maintain with the ones in like DayZ or whatever that run. Oh, dude, holy shit, those are scary.
Yeah,
dude. Run, climb, like, no.
I don't want no part of that. No, thank you.
Yep.
But that's same like aliens, man. Like, if it was aliens like in Mars Attacks. I think I'd have a chance, but if it was like some fucking Quiet Place aliens or some shit like that, dude, that are just like these gnarly looking things that are super fast and just like,
dude, Mars Attacks, they had those like ray guns that just like instantly combusted you, like melted you and left you like a green or red
screw. True, but I wasn't talking about their like technology and weapons. I was talking about just them themselves. Yeah, dude.
Holy shit. Yeah. I love that movie, man. Such a classic.
That's a good one. It's been a while since I've seen it, but it's a good one for sure. Yeah,
I'll have to rewatch it.
But yeah, dude, like A Quiet Place, like I'd like to think that I would be able to like be quiet, but dude, there's no way. There's no way. Like how I try to hold in a fart to make it a silent one, and that shit comes out like you're like, well, yeah. Sorry, babe, we're dead.
Yep, that's basically where we would end up dying, because apparently I fart a lot in my sleep, so it's totally like...
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, when you're sleeping, how are you supposed to, like... Shit, unless you're in, like, one of those cellars or, you know, a place that's going to be, like, legit quiet while you're in there, but, like...
You'll have to, like, fabricate a butt plug that, like, takes your fart and like just slowly lets it out to complete like a tunnel.
Like, babe, hey, what are you gonna do with that syringe?
Like just suck it right out.
Like, and then you like point it at somebody.
Holy shit. That's how you have the silent wars. Like you just like shoot your fart as far as you can over to them, make them gag so they make the noise.
One of those like air one of those air guns where you like pull the string back with that little like
bubble. the air zoo
you fart in it and then you go and launch it and it just sends a wave of
dude. But those things are pretty fucking loud though. Yeah, just to themselves. But that dude, my god. That whole concept right now has me thinking of like a great game idea. I can't wait.
Perfect. Yeah. Sweet. So ultimately, yes, I would like to colonize another planet. Apocalypse.
I would love to, under the right circumstances.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's about it, folks. And you know, I hope you enjoyed our silliness, but get ready. You guys need to get some of these. It's happening.
Yeah, dude, it's coming. For sure. I don't know what's coming, but it's coming.
It's coming.
Stay mindless, everybody.
Stay mindless.
Thank you for listening to the Mindless Morning Show. We appreciate you picking us out of the many great podcasts out there. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that little bell to get notified whenever we release a new episode or bonus content. Now go enjoy the rest of your mindless day.